When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And we are on day, what, 5 of our national nightmare. Kim and Kanye are getting a divorce.
It's true.
But we being the tinfoil hat wearing duo, Team Cobra.
Yeah.
I think we missed a major opportunity to look into a conspiracy theory.
Well, there is a perfect conspiracy theory that has been sitting in plain sight, courtesy of a TikToker. And I do want to give a hat tip to our good friend Panda and listener. Good friend and listener Panda. You know what I'm saying?
We love you, Panda.
Thank you for forwarding this theory to us. And then I found the TikTok courtesy of our good friend. And by that, I mean nobody we... No, Perez Hilton, who posted this TikTok video explaining the conspiracy theory about Kim and Kanye's pending unnuptials. Now, Rob, I didn't give you a heads up, but do you have access to the grid, Rob?
I've got it. Yep. We're ready to go.
Oh, you're the best.
Look at you.
Rob, thank you.
Today is Rob Day in honor of this great work.
We hereby declare, whereas Rob Day.
Well, let's see if it works first.
All right.
Nope, no problem.
Okay, you ready to go now?
Yeah, let's do it.
So if I were a type of very involved mother, like someone who would write in her memoir that she plans her children's lives like they are chess pieces, and I knew that a giant class action was coming in a few days, but my poor daughter wasn't 100% sure she was ready to cut the cord with her baby daddy, but I also knew that under California law, the date of separation is really important, because after that date, each spouse is responsible for their own earnings and debts, but also that lawyers fight all the time over the date of separation because one party might want to extend that date to cover more credit card debts. Well, let's say I had an in with the media. I might just make sure that it is printed that my daughter is indeed separated before those class actions come. But that's just what I would do if I were playing chess. So if I were a type of very...
Okay, thank you, Rob. So that conspiracy theory, if you couldn't catch it, because you have to kind of like think this through, essentially what she's saying is that Kris Jenner plotted to drop plausible piece of evidence that Kim and Kanye separated before this class action lawsuit went ahead, even though their divorce was announced, her filing for divorce was announced after that class action lawsuit was set to begin, thereby rendering everything that happens after that separation date separate and apart from the union that was previously Kim and Kanye.
Meaning she won't have any financial responsibility having to do with this class action lawsuit if they separated before.
Or could plausibly make that case in a court of law.
Sure.
And her attorney, Laura Wasser, who is no joke, when it comes to divorce lawyers, like that is a strategy that seems completely plausible. Again, just to reiterate, the theory is that Kris Jenner used the media to announce the separation before Kim was actually ready to file for divorce to protect Kim's fortune from Kanye's ridiculousness.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now,
by ridiculous, I mean legal troubles.
Can I just give some, what's that word? What's the word for like evidence that's not really evidence? Circumstantial type evidence to support that claim?
Yeah.
Because if indeed Kim wasn't actually ready to drop that news, then...
Or not only drop the news, but allegedly, supposedly, like make that choice.
Do it at all. Yeah. Yep. Then it would make sense because like with the Kardashians, they want to get the most mileage out of any announcement.
Yeah.
Which is why it was sort of suspicious that this happened on a Friday to begin with. It seems like that would have been a Monday announcement in Kardashian world. But if Chris was trying to just kind of get this done to first get under the wire so that they're not going to have to, you know, so they have some plausible way to get out of having responsibility for that class action lawsuit. Also, it stands to reason that she might want to distract from any conversation around it to kind of throw people off the scent of this very conspiracy theory, which would then be another reason why Chloe is doing her weird dance with her booty and a big engagement ring, trying to distract us from what's right in front of us.
But this takes us all the way back to the announcement of the separation.
Oh,
because the class action lawsuit was at the end of January.
So we're talking about the original rumblings about...
Yeah, so what she's saying in this theory is not the announcement that was just made that Kim filed for divorce. What this woman is alleging, supposing, is that the original announcement of the separation, which we learned at the beginning of January, I believe, was to essentially get Kim to pull the cord and to give Kim, again, that argument in court.
Right.
If somebody were to bring this up, like, oh, you're just as much responsible for, you know, this class action lawsuit as Kanye is. She's already gotten it in papers at the beginning of January before that class action lawsuit began at the end of January.
Okay, so then in that case, I would just like to go back and say four words, "We told you so," which is every time we read one of those stories and we said to you, the source in the story is
Kris Jenner.
150% right.
I mean, totally.
That's all. I just wanted to be right in this moment.
Yes. I just want to give credit to this woman who is thinking on her feet. She, there was some other, I need to follow her on TikTok. I will confess, I try not to open TikTok because I don't want to get sucked in.
I hate TikTok.
But, why do you hate her?
Because you do get sucked in, and it is such a huge time waster. Yeah. It's awful.
But because I was like, what else is she saying? She had she pointed out that, like, there's an Amazon terms of service contract that includes, like, a zombie apocalypse. Like, we're not responsible for zombie apocalypses, and, like, read the tech. It's mind-blowing. So she's a lawyer, I believe, this woman. And I think her name is, like, the Lawyer Angela on TikTok.
We like her.
Anyway, so I want to give her props, and then I want to give props again to Panda for having our back. Everything, this is totally on brand for Team Cobra. Nothing is real and everyone smokes. And we've said from the very beginning that Kris Jenner is manipulating the media to tell this story. And later in the show, we're going to talk about the Kardashians again, because you rightly pointed out that, or you are going to rightly point out, because I
can point it out many times.
What's coming out, or what's coming in the future. I can read your mind. All of the narrative about this divorce is through the lens of Kris Jenner, really Kim Kardashian, but that's just Kris Jenner. Because
right.
Kim Kardashian is not manipulating the media. Her mother is and has been from the beginning of time, evidenced by Kris Jenner standing behind a video directing her daughter sexy photo shoot going, you know, like, you're such a good girl. Good girl, Kim. Good girl.
Oh,
like, she's the one pulling the strings. Mm-hmm. But again, all we're hearing is her, which I think is fascinating. And we'll talk about this later, but I think there's got to be another reason we're not hearing from Kanye at all.
Yeah. I mean, literally, absolutely nothing coming out of Kanye's camp. Anything. Now, can I just throw, it's not a caveat. I just want to point out to people, because this is my message about the news around the separation, is to pay close attention, because I can hear people saying, oh yeah, no, but there are articles, there's headlines about Kanye. There's tons of headlines about how Kanye's doing. Okay, none of those are from Kanye's camp.
Oh yeah.
So what I'm saying is pay attention. Kanye has not said word one publicly about this at all.
Yeah, which tells me that there's likely a reason for that.
Exactly.
And the reason, if I were to take a guess, is that he doesn't, there's some sort of something leverage against Kanye West that the Kardashians are leveraging. Mm-hmm.
There's
right?
a leverage like, that they're
because
leveraging.
Kanye West is not one to keep his mouth shut when he feels like something's wrong. The other thing is, and I can't remember because my brain sometimes is addled and I have too many things going on and I forget where I put them. But there's another reason I need to go back. And by the time we get to this next segment in the next hour about the Kardashians, I'll probably have retrieved it from the dustbin of my brain. But there is something somewhere lodged in my brain that explains why Kanye West is so quiet. And it has to do with the fact that very likely their relationship was like this. None of this is new.
Right.
Like none of this is a new development.
Right. Like they've been living separately for quite some time.
Yeah.
I think we've all said this at one point or another, a fly on the wall at Kardashian headquarters to know, because there's got to be a certain amount of, I don't want to say fear, but there are people that have been close in the Kardashian circle who no doubt have dirt on them. And I would say Kanye's got to be one of them, mm-hmm. right? Because he was real close in on the circle. And so they've got to be in some strange damage control kind of state right now. I mean, no doubt there are non-disclosure agreements and there was probably some sort of contract that would prevent Kanye from disclosing anything, and certainly they've got an ironclad prenup, but there's always probably a modicum of fear on the part of the Kardashian Jenners about secrets getting out about who they are and what they do, because there is some shady business.
I don't even think it's probably, I don't know. Here's what I think is that money is a powerful drug. And it is not difficult to buy off people, mm-hmm. such to buy their silence. And I don't mean like you go, I need you to keep my secret. So here is a stack of money. You must keep quiet. And then it's like in the dark in the shadows. It's just like, oh, I'm not going to double cross my meal ticket.
Right.
You know?
But I think if we've learned anything over the past 5 years, or the last 2 or 3 years even, is that that can become a house of cards when you've got a lot of people who know a lot of things. That can be a house of cards.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of very powerful people go down as a result of the house of cards tipping and toppling. I don't know. I've got, I'm all ears on this one, as we both are. And we want you to be all ears on it, which is why we're telling you all the conspiracy theories as we learn them. And we'll talk about Kim and Kanye and the big divorce a little bit later in the show. But when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Elizabeth Reese is here, and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Well, hi, you guys. Nice to hear your voices today.
And also your voice today.
I tricked you a little bit.
You did a little bit.
But we were here for it.
I know. You're always on your toes. Okay, let's talk about Meek Mill apologizing to Vanessa Bryant after she blasted him for a lyric in a new song. She
this
was not
so
happy
gross.
About it. Okay, so let me tell you what the lyric says first, all right? Mm-hmm. So Meek Mill writes in this song, it's a leaked new track that's coming out. It's called Don't Worry. And the lyric is, if I ever lack, I'm going out with my choppa, it be another Kobe.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like we're not there yet.
So here's what Vanessa Bryant had to say. Dear Meek Mill, she posted this on her Instagram story. I find this line to be extremely insensitive and disrespectful, period. I am not familiar with any of your music, but I believe you can do better than this. If you are a fan, fine. There's a better.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Better way to show your admiration for my husband. This lacks respect and tact is what Vanessa Bryant had to say.
Yep.
Fans went turbo on it too. They were not happy with Meek Mill and this line. They thought it was really disrespectful. They said it was shameful to mention him, particularly because of the fact that his daughter died along with him in that chopper crash. And of course, seven other people. And Meek Mill is apologizing. He said, I apologized to her in private earlier today, not to the public, is what he said. He tweeted.
So what's he going to do with the song?
I don't know.
That's my big question.
That's a great thing. That's a great question. Because he tweeted this morning, nothing I say on my page directed to an internet viral moment or the family of a grieving woman. So he's not going to address it on his page.
Okay.
And then he said, if you care about someone grieving, change the subject. Vanessa's grieving, you shouldn't be talking about it.
I don't
think we're there mm-hmm. with the apology.
No, I'm not. No, mm-mm.
That's
not a fan.
Going to require another apology.
I think he needs to apologize for his bad apology.
Crappy apology, for sure.
I know, which is a whole other realm of apologizing.
Yes.
Ah, man. So anyway, that's what's happening there. If you're hearing any buzz about it, that is the story. Prince Philip, at the age of 99, is going to remain in the hospital for several days more. So the palace revealed that he is being treated for an infection. Prince Philip went into the hospital and it was like, oh, he's going to be there for a couple days. Oh, no, a couple days, then he'll be out. Now he is expected to remain in for several days more. This is like the third update that we've gotten of an extension of his stay. A Buckingham Palace spokesperson said the Duke of Edinburgh remains at the hospital where he is receiving medical attention for an infection. He is comfortable and responding to treatment, but is not expected to leave the hospital for several days. He went in on February 16th after feeling unwell. So it's been a week that he's been in.
I'm a little nervous.
I'm curious why they don't tell us what's going on, but maybe it's just because they're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah, I know.
He's almost 100. I mean, this is like we're having a Betty White situation right now where it's just like, just bubble wrap him.
I know.
Get
this
him there.
This is what happens. And the Queen is 94, in case you were wondering.
The good news is like, if he's got a shot at surviving, he probably will based on the amount of resources and position that he holds. Yeah. So I think,
but at the age of 99, I mean, it's every day is a gift at that point.
That's for sure.
And he's had a long, wonderful, illustrious life. And how it looks in the crown, it looks like he's had a lot of fun, too.
That's true. And is kind of not always the nicest person.
Not
but at
the
same time, we're all complicated.
But he gets to say whatever he wants to say and do what he wants to do. And then get huffy and walk out.
Yeah.
That's what he does a lot in the show.
Yeah. And then retires to his own wing.
Uh-huh. To his own wing.
I want one of those.
Oh, girl.
Right?
Me too.
Oh, everybody stay out of my wing.
Stay out of my wing.
Right now, it's like stay out of my corner of the couch.
I know. And they find you no matter what.
Oh, please.
Just a note. If I'm in the bathroom for approximately 30 seconds, one child will find me. My husband could be in there for 30 minutes and no one will find him.
No one's
dad's around.
Nobody. Yeah,
is he here?
But you're gone for a second and there's a search party.
Mom, where are you? Shailene Woodley is confirming that she's engaged to Aaron Rodgers. Okay, I loved that sound effect, Bradley.
This confirmation is bizarre to me.
That she went on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and talked about it?
The way she said it, like, kind of casually, like, we've been engaged for a while.
It hasn't. There's no way it's been that long.
No. It's just bizarre.
It's just been a little while.
Their whole relationship is bizarre.
Their whole relationship hasn't even been that long because he was with Danica Patrick up until like the spring.
Right.
Something's fishy. And they were together for like 2 years.
Something's fishy.
Well, nobody saw those two together. There's a story there that we're just not getting, and it's clear to everyone involved.
They met during the pandemic and they fell in love. And she claims that she knows nothing about sports, particularly yeah,
she didn't know
American
he was a,
sports.
She didn't know, allegedly, that he was a football player, right?
She didn't know. She'd never watched football. How do you not know who Aaron Rodgers is?
Okay, here's the other thing.
I mean, even you know that, Colleen.
I know, and that is amazing.
I know.
This is the thing that I want everybody to pay attention to, okay? When the story lacks detail or sounds a little too fantastical, mm-hmm. right? Like, those are the two scenarios. So, for example, in this one, it lacks detail. In the case of Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas, it's too fantastical.
Yeah.
There's too many details.
Yeah.
That's when we're in Fishtown. That's when it's like something, this is a publication
chip. Yeah. It's clear that something doesn't add up.
It's very interesting. It's going to be fascinating to see this develop, and it'll be fascinating for the people of the great city of Green Bay when Shailene Woodley rolls into town.
Right?
I mean, that's
well,
most
of the people in Green Bay are probably like, what's a Shailene Woodley? Much like she's like a what's a Packer.
Mm-hmm. Right? She probably, I don't know if she knows where Green Bay is, but listen, I lived there for 3 years. There's not a huge amount of stuff happening there.
I was going to say, it sounds, you know, Green Bay. It sounds like a beautiful
It's getting
place.
Better. There are more things to do
There's
now.
A Green Bay. It
right?
sounds
I mean,
beautiful.
It's not it even. It's like, on the Fox River. Yeah. Well, it is on Lake Michigan.
And,
yeah.
You know.
It's beautiful there. I mean, but it's, I lived there in my mid-20s. And it was, you know, this is why, like, the players don't stay, you know, they're there and then they're out.
Right.
Because there's just not that much to do and everybody knows who they are there. It's not like, I mean, even here, I think if you see a Vikings player out and about, you're like, oh, that guy looks like a football player. Like, he's probably on the O-line, you know, but then it's not that big of a deal. In Green Bay, I mean,
everybody, like, falls over.
Well, yeah.
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 Yeah. It's also their life. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, 100%.
In Green Bay, the Packers are like the royal family.
It's the top news story. If anything is happening with the Packers, Packers will lead every newscast, regardless of what else is going on.
So bizarre to me.
Ellie Goulding is pregnant. She's having a baby.
And congrats to her.
She looks like an angel in these maternity photos.
Oh, man. So I don't. Sweet. I can't. I wish somebody would have ever said that about me when I was pregnant. I looked like the opposite of an angel.
Oh, gosh.
Elizabeth Reese, thank you so much for that Dirt Alert.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, our friend Donna Valentine is going to hang with us. We're going to answer some blind items. Stay tuned for Blinded by the Item after this on MyTalk 107.1. We've got some mysteries to solve on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Yo!
And we solve those mysteries with the assistance of our friend Donna Valentine today.
Hi.
In the form of blind items, which today Bradley has found for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Yes, Queens. Thanks for joining us, Donna.
Thank you.
Our celebrity guest today on Blinded by the Item. Juicy bits of gossip with the names left out from our good friend over at crazydaysandnights.net. You guys fill in the blanks. All right, here we go. First one's a little wordy, but follow me. Go with me. Here we go. Until she went to Vancouver to shoot a few weeks ago, this B-list actor was hooking up with his former co-star on the Almost Network show. As soon as she went bye-bye, he started hooking up with someone who was on the same Almost Network. There is buzz that he also hooked up with a different co-star, which is how he knew her relationship with yet another co-star was over. I know there's a lot
there's
there.
A lot happening.
So it's one guy hooking up with one, two, three different co-stars.
Basically, yes. Supposedly, yes.
Okay, B-list actor. And also, I'm intrigued by the Almost Network piece. What does that help me understand what that
you'll
means
get it
a little bit.
When you get it but all I can say, because I don't want to give it away, because really any hint I give you you will, well, it's not a network, but it's almost a network.
Okay,
so that should give you an indication of what kind of show we're dealing with. Does that make sense?
A little
sort of.
So they're in Canada,
so it's not a cable experience.
Okay.
Right, but it's not a network.
It could be like, oh, it's not a network.
Is it a streaming situation?
No. It's still on the TV. Like back in the day when there was no cable, that's how you got this.
Uh-huh. So it could be a...
And this story, I will say, this all points to a story that has been in headlines the last few days or last week. So, and I remember seeing this headline about these two and thinking, God, I haven't heard of that name in a long time.
Oh, I saw something in Page Six yesterday about an actress who was dating. And I was like, wait, where has she been? And that actress name is, she's also a singer? Is she also a singer?
I don't know.
Okay, so
okay, where would I know this actress from, Donna?
I think you should.
Now I feel like I'm playing charades with you.
What
is it? A Haley situation?
But it's not Haley.
Okay,
but the word is in there.
Lucy, Hale.
Yes. Lucy Hale? Oh my God.
Okay.
So this is very exciting for me.
Oh wait, Lucy Hale.
But I can't remember who she's dating.
Do you remember who she was? Well, she was at least seen snogging this person.
Yes, there were many pictures of them walking together.
And the guy.
Now I just have to Google it.
Okay, hold on. I'll get you there.
Okay.
So the guy. Remember, I said.
I know it. He looks like Johnny Depp.
Yep.
His name is Skeet
Ulrich.
Yes!
Skeet Ulrich.
There you go. Yes. All right. So the headline you're referencing was this Page Six exclusive from yesterday. Lucy Hale photographed kissing Skeet Ulrich. And he, of course, from Scream. And she was from Pretty Little Liars, which I didn't remember. But also the Almost Network thing. Now, I thought I had this all ready to go, but I don't. It was like a CW.
Okay.
Oh, was it?
Like one of those series.
A TNT kind of thing? Or
like The Craft? Was that like a CW thing? Or what was the other one? Riverdale. CW.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Riverdale.
Yeah, Riverdale.
Okay, that's very Riverdale. Popular. Okay.
So anyway, okay, let me read the thing. Until she went to Vancouver to shoot a few weeks ago, Lucy Hale was hooking up with his former... co-star on the I think it means her former co-star, right? Maybe that's just a bad pronoun. As soon as she went bye-bye, Skeet Ulrich started hooking up with someone who was on the same Almost Network. There's buzz that he also hooked up with a different co-star, which is how he knew her relationship with yet another co-star was over. I don't know what all that means.
Okay, but what we're getting
from
this,
he sounds like a predator.
Skeet Ulrich was getting around.
He's nasty.
And he's older. Like, close to 50 and
51. She's in her 30s.
He's 51. Oh my gosh. Now I just feel old.
Well, have you checked your age lately?
Stop it. He's definitely like you said, the poor man's Johnny Depp. Like,
yes.
He's always kind of been like a Johnny Depp lookalike.
I remember him being hot because, like, I remember Skeet Ulrich in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Hot. And then I saw him and I was like, but I don't remember what he must have looked like back when he was hot, so then I needed to Google
he it. Looked like old hot Johnny Depp.
Now he just looks like
old.
Yeah, he's like, not it's a
whiff
well.
It's like a whiff, like he looks a whiff of Johnny.
Whiff a Johnny. Whiff a Johnny.
I don't see any Johnny.
Should we do
anymore.
Another blind item?
Yes, let's do it. Blinded
by the item. Okay, Crazy Days and Nights on FM. Here we go.
Okay, that's fine.
The celebrity CEO asked his drug dealer if the dealer sold PCP. The dealer said no. Take from that what you will.
The celebrity CEO.
And it's a him.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a Tesla
guy? So it's not Oprah Winfrey.
It's not Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
Is it Mr. Tesla guy?
Oh.
Yes! Wow. Elon Musk.
PCP?
So Elon Musk asked his drug dealer if the dealer sold PCP. The dealer said no. Take from that what you will. I don't know. All that tells me is that, like, his dealer called NTLawyer and was like, did you know that Elon Musk wants PCP? Yeah. What even is PCP?
Isn't that acid?
Yeah, it's like a hallucinogenic.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to get all freaky.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because of
Elon Musk.
Yeah. Angel dust.
Out there. Right?
Boy, that's like, what is it? 1980?
Right? It's a...
gosh, I remember learning about all of this in health class.
Mind-altering drug that causes hallucinations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not good.
Should we do another one?
Yeah. You know, can I just say something before? And I don't mean this to be judgy. to people who do hallucinogenic drugs. But having had like fevers in my life and hallucinating from those, I just don't know that I'd willingly.
As somebody who did when he was in college, experiment with a natural hallucinogen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when foraging, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah. Let's just say I was in the woods and found a mushroom and put it in my mouth and then was like, what happened? Never. First of all, Colleen, you can never do them.
Never.
Nothing good would happen because for the kinds of brain that we have, they're not good.
No.
You have to be a certain kind of person, and we're not those people.
No.
So
no.
It would not end well, so you're not missing anything.
Okay, I'm good. What I hear you saying is I've basically already done it.
I did the research. Take my word for it.
Okay.
7 hours of going, this is never going to end, and I can't stop hearing voices.
Oh, ew.
No,
I don't
it was
like
not
that.
Good. It was not good
no,
at all.
No, no. We're not good candidates for that.
Here's another blind item, though.
Fun.
The widow has spent nearly seven figures on legal bills and had zero results. No one can figure out, though, where the money's coming from to keep paying that much.
Widow is a lady, right?
Yes. Yep. A widower is a man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The widow. Is this the widow of an actor?
No, I would say the widow of a recently deceased old person.
Oh, it's Larry King's lady.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
Sean.
Yes.
Sean Mendes.
No, Sean King.
It's Sean
King. He's a lady. No, yeah, you're right. Sean King or Burger King. I don't remember this person's name, but Ms. King has spent nearly seven figures on legal bills with zero results because you know that she's been contesting of the village.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No one can figure out where the money's coming from to keep paying that much.
Interesting.
She's probably got another guy on the side.
Okay, can we do one more really quick one?
Okay.
Thank you.
Blinded by the item.
Okay, let's see. Do we want to get... do you want an easy one or a hard one?
Like, we should probably do easy.
I feel like time-wise, we need to squeeze an easy.
Okay, this is so easy.
We need to squeeze.
Squeezy and easy.
Squeeze and easy.
Let's squeeze an easy. Okay. That sounds like a Dr. Pimper Popple.
Ew.
What?
Dr. Pimper
I think Popple. I took one of the mushrooms.
When will this end?
It took a long time for someone to want to partner with the momager on her new line. Mm. In fact, she got the same deal any of us would get. She has to pay up front. So she's under the impression that people her age know who she is and want to buy her products.
Oh, that is Kris Jenner and her new
skincare or makeup line, whatever.
Yeah, so what this is saying is that Kris,
like, she's self-published.
Exactly. It took a long time for someone to want to partner with Kris Jenner on her new line. In fact, Kris Jenner got the same deal you and I would get. She has to pay for it up front. Kris Jenner's under the impression that people her age even know who she is and want to buy her products, which is a big fat no. So.
Donna,
that was fun.
Would you buy Kris Jenner's skincare line? Thank you.
Are you implying that I'm the same age as
No, I'm no, I'm asking
I mean,
if
I might
you
be,
are
I don't know.
I'm
don't
asking
know.
If like you would be easily swayed
no.
by Kris Jenner.
I would not.
Would you buy
are
Kylie
definitely
Jenner's?
Not Kris Jenner's age.
Would you buy Kylie Jenner's?
Maybe Kylie.
Would you really?
I like her lip stuff.
Okay, I got a little hint for you.
Okay.
You can get it cheaper. Under the name ColourPop.
Oh, really?
It's the same exact product.
Do you know how old Kris Jenner is?
How old is 69.
Oh. Ooh.
65.
Oh.
I didn't realize she was that old. I mean, not that that's
she
old,
looks good.
But I mean, for her.
You know. Well, she looks good because she's gone under the knife.
Yeah, she has endless resources to plump.
That's not her skincare, you guys. That is surgery. Donna Valentine, you're beautiful with or without.
Back at you, colourpop.com.
There you go. Have fun with that.
Thank you.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, a little Armie Hammer news after this on My Talk 107.1. We've got Armie Hammer news for you on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1.
Lucky you.
Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Hello. And Bradley, lay it on us. What do we need to know about Armie Hammer?
Ooh. Oh, I keep forgetting to do that.
That's nasty.
That's nasty.
I just needed some sort of sound effect to remind us what we're dealing with. Armie Hammer, we call him Armie Hammerable Lecter.
Yeah, because he likes to eat people.
He likes to eat people, yay.
In a sexy way.
Well, there was another headline yesterday about Armie Hammer losing another gig. But it does beg the question whether he's purposely trying to avoid all the press and public awkwardness and hopes all this stuff's going to go away, because we really haven't heard anything about him losing all these jobs. So the headline was yesterday, Armie Hammer's role in the Starz Channel or Network's Nixon drama Gaslit is set to be recast amid his ongoing a scandal involving BDSM and cannibal fantasies.
Fetishes. Are you okay over there?
No. So we learned that he was going to be recast in that particular show. And according to Variety, that was going to be, that was all decided months back. So I don't know that there was a direct correlation. But you have his career seemingly publicly in free fall.
Right.
And you still have yet to hear anything from Armie Hammer. Well, yesterday, you'll remember there was a story, because you brought it to us, about James Franco having settled out of court nefarious allegations of, I don't even remember what the allegations were about, but of a sexual inappropriate nature.
Yeah, that he coerced women in his acting school to do nude sex scenes in nefarious ways.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nefarious. Mm-hmm. That story makes me, you know, then we had this whole conversation about how James Franco, there were these allegations that came out very, you know, much in the open, and he was living this sort of like public life. Like he was one of those people, one of those celebrities, I should say, who would always show up in headlines like, oh, James Franco this, or oh, James Franco that. And once those headlines came out, once those allegations became public, James Franco went away. Like, right. You didn't hear anything from James Franco. There was a lot of talk about
in the car.
James Frank, we would talk about the stories, and then we stopped talking about them because he kind of disappeared. And I think that it's now safe to say that is the equivalent strategy for Armie Hammer, because, you know, while everything was hot and bothered in Armie Hammerable Lecter Cannibal Town story world, now that's not really the case. And there's kind of these, you know, like the story that came out yesterday, but it's not, there's no like hue and cry to find out what Armie Hammer has to say about all these things. And so it just leads me to believe that he is trying to perhaps pursue the same strategy that a person like James Franco was, like the less I say, the better, which, You know, we're often trying to look for conspiracy theories and what, you know, machinations are happening behind the scenes. But this just says, like, maybe somebody is telling him, just don't say anything and this will all go away because people will forget about it. 50 other stories will come up to take its place. And if you don't have any legal culpability or there's no legal allegation, legal charges in the works, then the best thing you could do is just get out of people's minds for a while.
And certainly if there are ever any legal cases that arise from this, he'll probably, and keep an eye on this, he'll probably settle out of court just like James Franco did.
Yeah.
And keep it on the hush-hush. Not only has he earned his own money from acting, but he comes from an incredibly wealthy family. He's got some lineage. And so it's not like that would be, it would be worth it for him to do the settling out of court to try to make the stories go away.
So the flip side of that argument I was going to say is that you very likely will see in the next few weeks and months the potential for some settlements to be in the works. And who knows? I don't know what charges there would be or things that he could settle that there are. I mean, again, the stories that we've heard about Armie Hammer are not about him using his position, at least thus far. I mean, those things are all possible. But in terms of what we've actually spoken about, it seems very much
Mostly consensual relationships.
Yes.
Yes.
And manipulative, sure.
Yes.
Coercive.
Absolutely.
Sounds like it could, you could make that case. Mm-hmm. But legally, I don't know that there's really anything anyone could charge him with. So again, if that's the case, then maybe perhaps he thinks the best thing he could do is just keep his mouth shut, let the stories, you know, go. The only problem with that is that there's no resolution to that. And then, you know, maybe you let everything settle, and then you come back with an explanation of what really happened or your perspective or your opinion to sort of re-enter, you know, the good graces of the people that are making decisions in terms of jobs and acting gigs.
Right, right. I would say, I would just add, and I guess I don't pay attention to him on social media, but the place where he really needs to be quiet is his social media.
Yeah. Well,
because that's,
remember,
where he goes unchecked.
Yeah, but remember, that was a private experience. I mean, a little ridiculous to think that it wouldn't become right. public at some point, but yeah, I just don't think you're going to hear much out of him.
Yeah, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Because I was fine before he was talking, and then I'm, like, fine after he's talking.
You're just saying you're not a big Armie Hammer fan?
Not really. I don't know. And I'm less of one now. And again, it's not like he did anything criminal to our knowledge. He just seems really ishy. You know?
Yeah.
He just seems kind of gross.
Well, I mean, he seems like a person who has perhaps benefited from his privilege in a way. And this was a, you know, perspective that we really weren't thinking about until all these stories came about. So
when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, I'm really excited about this. You may have noticed that the name Erica is trending on Twitter.
Oh.
This is a nightmare roommate situation. Or is it? I want to lay out the case of Erica for you, Bradley, and if anybody has weird roommate stories, 651-641-1071.
Have you been waiting for just the right job? Then welcome to the end of your search. Amazon has seasonal warehouse jobs in your area, and now is a great time to apply. You can start getting paid right away and work close to home. Applying is easy. You don't even need an interview. So what are you waiting for? Come join the team and get a great seasonal job offer today. Visit amazon.com/hiring. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.